2017. And they're going to be focusing on animated movies such as Spider-Man. So if you're a fan of Spider-Man, the Marvel Universe, definitely check this out. They're going to have engineers and artists from Sony that will teach the kids how to use computers, how they use computers and code to create animated movies. They're going to talk about the challenges of building the computers they work on and how they write code to make the animation software. So that is a cool event. Definitely sign up because it is limited spaces.
Oh, yeah. Sign up early, people. That sounds dope. I want a code too, Larina.
A little too old for this one. But if you have a nephew, a son, a godson, have them sign up. Eventbrite, again, type in Black Boys Code. Follow them. They have a lot of events going on.
Right.
And then also to the Crown Project, we are doing our Queen gift boxes. So if you have a girl that's in grade 6 or grade 11, they could definitely sign up for the contest and enter to win. We're giving away 20 boxes in total, 10 for elementary, 10 for high school. And I would like to announce one of the products that are going to be in the box that I'm excited about is Beauty. So everybody knows Jessica Alba, the actress.
Yeah.
So it's actually her company, the Honest Company. So Honest Beauty is a wellness brand that empowers people to live happy and healthy lives. So you could get these products at Pharmapre. They're across Canada. And also Honest Beauty provides Canadians with a thoughtfully formulated, safe, effective, and clean beauty products that work. So this is really good because the products are clean products. They're safe. That's all what Honest Beauty is about, or the Honest Company in general. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy to include these products in the box. And then, you know, later on, I will reveal more products to come that are in. But definitely go to www.thecrownproject.net and sign up. Follow us on social media, The Crown Project. And in our bio is the link as well to sign up for the contest. So the student can sign up, or a parent, teacher, friend, what have you. Definitely get them signed up for that. And then moving on to entertainment.
Uh-oh! Who shot you?
DJ Khaled. His new album has been released today. Haven't heard it. Pre-recorded life. But I will get on it.
What do you call it? Another one? Another one?
Almost. It's called Khaled. So that is the name of his album. It's named after him, self-titled.
Twice?
Yeah, isn't that his name?
Khaled?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not well-versed on DJ Khaled, like on his name and things like that. God damn.
I think that's what it is. Somebody could let us know. They could comment.
We'll play some cuts next week. There might be 2-3 jams in there for DJ Moon 1.
No, definitely, because he did post a little... well, he didn't even post a song. It was kind of like a video trailer. So I think people are really excited about it because it's a song called Sorry Not Sorry. And it has Jay-Z, Nas, and James Fauntleroy. So,
ooh, you know I'm going to have that on repeat. You know I'm a big Hove guy. Oh, yeah.
So I'm super excited to hear that. And then, of course, DJ Khaled always has the best of the best on his album. So we have songs with Lil Wayne, Drake, Capleton, Barrington Levy, Jeremiah, Bryson Tiller. And also Her is on there with a slew of other artists as well. So I'm excited to hear his album. And then also the Oscars happened this past weekend. So we had a lot of notable wins for like Black artists. And
okay. Who won? So, who won? What's going on? I didn't even know the Oscars were this weekend. I'm too busy working. I don't know what's happening.
A lot of people didn't know until...
Like, I guess it was virtual, obviously, right?
No, they had people there.
Like, why is the States open and we're not open and nobody seems to have an answer for me?
I don't know, but sidebar, Joe did have a little press conference outside and he said that by summertime, you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. So they are just on a whole other level. But back to the Oscars, Her, Durst Ernest, and Tierra Thomas, they won Best Song for Fight For You, which is a song from Judas and the Black Messiah.
Right.
Soundtrack, and Her and Tierra Thomas are the second and third Black women to win this award. The first one was Irene Cara for her song What a Feeling from the movie Flashdance, which was some years ago. So they made history. John Baptiste, who is the who has his band on the Stephen Colbert show,
yeah,
He won Best Score for the movie Soul, and that makes him the third person, black person.
That was a good movie. If you haven't taken in Soul, that was a very deep movie. Very, very informative, man. Very life-affirming as well. Great movie.
No, definitely. So I was happy they won for that movie as well. He comes from behind the legends Prince and Herbie Hancock, who won that award previously. Tyler Perry received the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award. Daniel Kaluuya won Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of Chairman Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah. Mm-hmm. And then also the Best Live Short went to Trayvon Free and Martin Desmond Rowe for Two Distant Strangers. So, you know, we did make some strides in the Oscars this year. But there's so much more work to do. But congratulations to all the winners. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's well-deserved. You know, sometimes I'm a little bit apprehensive when I see a lot of black people win awards that we don't predominantly win. Because I'm like, okay, is this a token award or is it a meaningful award? But all those people that you mentioned that won, it was justly deserved. Like, there was nobody better in their field or doing their craft at that point in time.
No, exactly. Definitely. And then also, too, I wanted to mention this weekend, I'm sure everybody is going to be watching this movie. I feel that if you don't know about it, definitely tap in and check it out. The movie to see this weekend is Tom Clancy's Without Remorse, starring Michael B. Jordan, Jodie Turner-Smith, and Lauren London. So the movie is about John Clark, who's played by Michael B. Jordan. He is a Navy SEAL, and he goes on a path to avenge his wife's murder, only to find himself inside of a larger conspiracy. So it is an action-packed movie. The trailer looks really good, so definitely check that out. That is going to be on Amazon Prime, and it comes out today.
Oh, got a nice movie for tonight, though, huh? Yo, shout out to your boy. Amazon is coming, boy. I can't remember last time I was on Netflix, to be quite honest with you.
No, Amazon really stepped it up. A lot of movies are being premiered on Amazon Prime, so I think that's a really good look. But that's what I have for this week's community updates and entertainment news.
Well, thank you very much, Lorena. As well, you guys know this show is brought to us by B Condom. The best way is the safe way. B Condom is a black-owned condom company. Their condoms are odorless, organic, enhanced sensitivity, Lorena, paraben-free, vegan-friendly as well. And of course, it's black owned. And a portion of all things purchased at BCOMS goes to educating the black community on STIs, teen pregnancies, and safe sex. Boy, shout out to BCOMS, bcondom.com. Now, Lorena, let's play some more music. You know how we do things? The Morning Detour. Okay. It's after 8 o'clock. Y'all should be woken up by now. But if you need an extra shot of coffee, I'm going to hit you guys with a drill mix. I'm going to go full UK on you guys this morning. Let's go.
Oh, kidding.
Yeah. So many shows last year, my mask bare work, now they can't afford me. Young and rich, but their engines big, so they won't insure me. The lady out there told me it's way too much, go for something smaller. I said, nah, it's a myth, I'm trying to make the estate know when I cut that corner. Get love on the streets, cause they doing me when I drop your feet. Click on the rhythm, I'm putting to sleep, and I stay in my zone when I'm cooking the heat. I struggle for you, but it's nothing to me, it's the run for the bus, now I'm into the... Yeah.
It's just
so many shows
morning.
Last year, my mask bare work, now they can't afford me.
I'm in my top
young and rich,
for
their engines
morning.
Big, so they
DJ
won't insure me.
One.
The lady out there told me it's way too much, go for something
we
smaller. I said, nah, it's a myth, I'm trying to make the estate know when I cut that corner. Get love on the streets, cause they doing me when I drop your beat. Flick on the rhythm and put it to sleep, and I stay in my zone when I'm cooking the heat. Struggle for you, but it's nothing to me. Used to run for the bus, now I run to the peak. Coming from nothing, it's lovely to see, so when man on the envy, it's cutting me deep. Today I ain't move one muscle, I just made 60 racks in my sleep. That's more than your ex's yearly wage, I got his monthly wage in my jeans. Safe to say I get paid, but I just can't say the same for these neeks. Still no chain on my neck, G, I just build paper plates and make peas. Talking shit, can't step in the war zone when I just spent your advance on my wardrobe. Getting grown on your phone trying to talk loads, but if it's road, best watch for your jawbone. Got a 3.5 in a raw cone, riding my wave, get lost in my thoughts though. Kinda mad back then, I just saw notes, now my accountant sending my sort code. Broke up fresh off the lot, no test drive, dodging the X5, making a Pepsi. Like, true say you gotta get bread, so I told him pet time and get your head right. He said, bro, I'm just trying to get by. Still on the ends, you're living your best life. Only right that I give him a check. Can't see if I'm stressed or end up a dead guy. UFO came from Mars with a pack of smoke on the spaceship hotbox. All these pounds in a whip, man, build up a spliff, then pipe me up for. Never bang one mash in my life, but I'll bang man out, no doubt if it pops off. And set man do pop smoke, so if war is war, then the show gets locked off. Today I ain't move one muscle, I just made 60 racks in my sleep. That's more than your ex's yearly wage, I got his monthly wage my jeans. Safe to say I get paid, but I just can't say the same for these neeks. Still no chain on my neck, G, I just build paper planes and make peas.
Hey,
we've got
muscle, I just made 60 racks in my sleep.
Oh, we loaded.
I saw that some movie.
Blue checks, huh?
Blue
low,
cheese.
Low.
I swear I'm addicted to
the
blue cheese.
Detail.
I'm addicted to this paper like blue cheese. Bitch, I'm about to make it like it's a TV. You can have your back to your boobies. She just throw all my kids in a two-seat. Swagged out. Familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm blowing her back out. I'm back on my bullshit. Spin back with a full clip. They say I'm moving ruthless. And my shooters, they shooting. I'm gonna take her, they roof, Chris. I get the breeze, then it's adios. If I'm with your trees, then she give it. When I see police, then we gang low. That's another piece, that's another zone. Ice in the VVs, now she down to get treachy. I got all this water on me like Fiji. I'm posted up with hats and the sleazies. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Open his lata, then he gets in my chata.
Open his Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Then I'm open his lata, then he gets in my chata.
Whooped it, jump outside of some movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sleep. Bitch, I'm about my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your back to your groupie. She just throw all my kids in a two-seat. Swagged out, familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm blowing her back out. I'm back on my bullshit. Spin back with a full clip. They say I'm moving real clips. And my shooters, they shooting. I'm sick of their blue Chris.
Y'all still with me? If you missed the show, you can catch it on Mixcloud. Make sure you vote for the Morning Detour. Call Montreal Best Radio Show. DJ Moon 1.
Don't trip, don't fool. They want none of this beef at all. Them man doing gang now, but man's been doing that shit since school. See, my life starts illegal.
I'm going for UK. Cool. What's up, fam?
Like, yo, big
what's
man,
up,
bro? Like, hello, I'm cool. Look,
top
I've been doing this
flow.
Shit since 012. Now I get hit and bang things in my hotel. Been 13, I was in this court, so now I'm all pissed off to tell him my Nobel. Now I'm thinking I might link PS. I should have just jumped into a boss man's Prius. I miss a quick 8 bands out Lears. Switch up the spot, cause the feds kept praying. Circle back, man, clap this mash. Man did lurk on a pagan flax. Man can't say I don't beat off. So it's this bit where I tap that. Hold up, smash up. Man can't say I don't jump out cars. Yo, she say the up got dead. So man's hitting up my man's margins. Check that school board, man, it's awful. Nearly all of your man got caught. They abnormal, they ain't normal. How you still rap when your man got dropped? Out when got chopped. Still getting love from a pagan fuck. I could talk about youths all day, but I'd rather just talk about cop. Yo, don't trip, don't fool. They want none of this beef at all. Yo, them man doing gang now, but man's been doing that shit since school. See, my last is illegal, but I make that shit look cool. Yo, pull up on your dad like, yo, big man, walk on like, hello, uncle. Don't trip, don't fool. Woo. They want none of this beef at all. Look, them man doing gang now, but man's been doing that shit since school. Late. See, my last is illegal, but I make that shit look cool. Look, pull up on your dad like, yo, big man, walk on like, hello, uncle. Bro said, let's get some food. Then bro took us on a detour, and I see me tryna do this you. Nah, head get twist like a Rubik's Cube. Shout Kens, that's a loose suit. If bro tells me he's riding, yeah.
Standing at the drapes, checking his outside, signing in the place. Felt till I came, learn from my mistakes, didn't do it twice. Someone to concern, probably my worth, one choice of a prize. Keep a distance, I don't force it. Millie's get you on the Forbes list. Come on, people by my side. So we shine like we flawless. I can never be a tourist. Washed up odors, man, I just ignored him. And I got seven figures, tell me who's important. Tell me who's important. Opinions from people that look like they still have their backs in their rooms, their bums. I cannot give them no room enough. It ain't easy what I do. I never claim he's set. I still get rid of the food. Hydraulic presses turn one into two, 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 two. Faith in my God and the trust in my brothers. They hate when I'm really just not in my mood. So when I'm let down and feeling upset, they wanna go do 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 do. I do no cap in my rap, it's a fact. But the question is, brothers, do you, you, you? I'm driving something exotic, I don't really check for none of these pricks in my view. I'm tunnel vision, a man on a mission, I'm still in the kitchen, I am, bro. They give flowers to people who don't even own a vase. And I know they sat down on tables and had debates. I'm good, I'm alright, I'm built this way. I'm a nape, I'm straight by a house by the lake. They still live at their mum's on a council estate. And I'm wise when I make my decisions, cause getting caught is all long, so it's prison. Gotta think about all the past and the present. Separate the days when I'm grown, I ain't kidding. Everything's got a price, everybody's got a fear. Everybody's gonna die, I'm just waiting for the day. I won't care about the price, I won't.
This show is brought to you by B Condoms, the only black-owned condom company, bcondoms.com.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, welcome back. What a Friday, what a Friday. This show has been brought to you by B Condoms. Let's protect the culture. So now once a month, I want to talk about money. I want to talk about financial literacy a little bit. Y'all loved him last time he was on the show. People were hitting me. I'm like, we love his stories. We love how he just breaks it down so the regular person can understand it. I had to bring back friend of the show, financial advisor, Mr. Louis Pierre.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. I think this is going to become a habit.
Well, right? Listen. Well, listen. That's if great. You have information, the people need to know, I'm more than obliged to give you time to do your thing.
Let's spread the knowledge. Let's spread the knowledge within our community.
Okay. That's so last time you were on the show a couple of weeks ago, we did an overview on financial literacy and what people should know. Now I want to do once a month a segment with you where we start to break down the different line items within financial literacy. So I think a good place for us to start, you know, this Friday, I think a good place for us to start is someone's credit score. I got three questions I'm going to let you go with. First of all, what is a credit score? The second one being, how could someone improve on their existing credit score? And the third one would be, how could someone repair a bad credit score? So I think it's very simple. I think we should start off right there. So Louis Pierre, let's open up here. What is a credit score?
Okay, so we have a lot to talk about here, and I'll try to be brief, okay? So the credit score is a grade. That's what it is, right? That banks will rely on to assess whether they should lend you money or not. Period. That's what it is, right? That's the purpose of a credit score. Now, I'm even going to go as far as to say that it's a proprietary technology. It's an algorithm. Okay. Sounds sexy, doesn't it?
You're the best financial guy in the country, I promise you. I love this guy, Louis Pierre.
So this was developed by credit bureau companies. Here in Canada, we have Equifax and TransUnion. So these are the main players, right? The major players. And again, it is used just to find out if you are a good payer or not. It can also be used, because I've seen it throughout my career, it can be used to verify or just confirm your identity.
Right, yeah.
So if I just want to verify, I want to make sure that I have you in front of you, you in front of me, I can pull the credit bureau, and then I will find out. I'll be able to validate if I'm talking to the right person.
Okay.
Especially in my world.
Okay,
right?
So because let me ask you.
So
let me ask you this. Okay. It's a grade that this credit bureau is putting in place. So what are some of the things that they're looking at? One, if you pay your bills on time. One, if you've incurred a lot of...
I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what, Munch? I'm going to stop. I'm going to let you go, Louis. Sorry.
I love the enthusiasm. I'm going to get to that in a minute, Josie.
Sorry.
Okay? But just so the audience gets me right. Okay? I'd like to compare it to something. So think about social media. Think about likes or follows on social media.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that you're looking at Kylie Jenner's profile. Mm-hmm. She has tons of likes and tons of followers, right?
Yeah.
She is socially validated.
Yes.
She has the seal of approval from her fan base. Well, the credit score is exactly just that. It's the seal of approval from the bank. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that you have a decent credit score if we are to lend you money, let's say in the form of a mortgage or a personal line of credit or even a credit card. But it's only one aspect of your financial portrait. Mm-hmm. You see, just because Kylie Jenner has tons of likes on Instagram, that doesn't make her a better person than me or a better person than you, right?
Exactly.
But it's just one aspect that she got right. So that's exactly what the credit score is. Now, again, there's a way to repair your credit score. Let's say that you haven't been a good payer in the past. Just like in school, if you're failing an exam and you didn't have, you know, you didn't obtain a good grade, it doesn't mean that you're going to fail the class. So just because you're going through a rough couple months doesn't mean that it's over for you. Okay,
that's
still
good to know.
Your dreams are reality.
Okay, a lot of people are taking deep breaths. Okay, I can repair my credit score, because a lot of people, you know, especially if you know, I'm 34, a lot of people listen to the show, you know, we have a wide range of people that listen, but I know a lot of people in their mid-30s are looking to get their first home, And part of that game is understand when you go sit down with the bank, you and your partner, they're going to pull up your whole credit history, right? So I'm trying I'm trying to save people and make sure that they're ready for when they sit down with the banks and they're trying to get a mortgage or they're trying to get a loan for a business or try to get a loan for a car, they're in the best financial position they could possibly be in.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? Again, because I like to explain in detail, right? Yeah. But I have to keep it short. The bank is not only going to look at your credit score. The credit score has to be there.
Yeah.
But they're also going to look at your net worth. They're also going to look at your income. They're also going to look at something that they call stability.
Yeah.
We want to know how long have you been working for the same employer? Are you a stable person? Are you somebody that moves from one apartment to another and then another and then another?
Year, yeah.
You see, we are looking for stability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I answer your next questions, though, I also want to tell you what a credit score is not. Again, a credit score won't reflect how much you have in your bank account.
Right.
It's only a tool that is used to measure if you're
tell
a
them again, Louis.
Not.
Tell. I don't think people in San Michel heard you. I don't think they heard you in P. Nuff. I don't think they heard you in the West Island, Louis Pierre. Let the people know. We're talking money. It's the Morning Detour. I'm speaking with financial advisor Louis Pierre, and this Friday we're talking about credit score. So Louis Pierre, say that one more time. What the credit score is not?
The credit score is not a reflection of how much money you have into your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be clear on that part. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, very successful people, people that take a lot of risk. Let's say successful entrepreneurs that are now worth millions of dollars that went bankrupt 4-5 years ago. So therefore, their credit score isn't good. But the money in the bank
is there.
Is good.
Well, I'll take the money in the bank, Louis. I'll be honest with you.
I will take the money in the bank before everything, right? But you're right. So, and again, it doesn't say anything about your savings habits. Mm. We're only looking on the credit side of things.
Okay.
Okay? And again, before we go to the next question... You know, one of my all-time favorites is Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I will.
In the story of OJ. In the story of OJ. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. In the story of OJ, he said something very important.
Mm.
But I disagree with what Jay-Z said. That's a big statement that it just made
well,
this
listen,
morning.
You're being blasphemous in the morning, Dito. I'm a card of myself. You're being blasphemous.
You know,
I'm going to let you rock. I know you go with money. I'm going to let you talk, though. You're being blasphemous.
So here's what he said. He said, you want to know what's more important than throwing money away at a strip club?
Yeah.
Well, if you want my honest opinion, there's a ton of things that are more important than throwing money at a strip club,
right?
But again, so you want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club. And then he said, credit.
Mm.
And then he said, he's right about that part. But then after that, he said, you ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they did it.
Mm.
Well, again... credit is very important, but it's only a portion. It's only a fraction of the equation. They are good with, they own a portion of America because they focus on generational wealth, which is something that is lacking in our community.
Yeah, exactly.
They built trusts where they keep the money within the community and they invest in their own communities.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Jay-Z, granted, the credit is very important, but that's only one part of the equation.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's your question again? What's the second question?
So my second one, okay, listen, I understand what my credit score is. Now, how can I improve on my existing, say I have an average credit score, and you say, you know what, I want to boost this up. How can I better my credit score?
Good, good, good. So first of all, you need to understand what makes up your credit score.
Mm.
For me, there are three things that are crucial. The first thing, we kept saying it, you have to pay on time. Pay your bills on time and always on time. Your credit cards, you have to make the minimum payment. And that's not something that they teach in school.
Yeah, I wonder why, Louis. I wonder why not, Louis. They don't want to be. I want to build financial wealth for my community. They don't teach it. So please come to the Morning Detour. Let Louis Pierre guide us.
You know what? I won't keep this information away no more. All right? We have to share that.
I have your number, Louis. I know how to get you on the show. Let's go under these bright lights. Let's make this thing happen.
Great. Perfect, perfect. So on your credit cards, you have to make the minimum payment. By the way, the minimum payment is there just so that they report the information to the credit bureau to say, you know what, this person is able to make their minimum payment and they're paying it on time.
Perfect.
Am I advising you to only pay, you know, what's the minimum payment? Far from it. Pay it in full if you're able to.
Yeah.
But a minimum payment is a must.
Yeah.
It's something that you need to do, and it's going to be reported to the credit bureau.
Yeah.
Then after that, there's something called the debt ratio. Okay, this one is very, very important. So basically what we're looking at is how much you can potentially borrow, and I'm going to explain in a second, versus how much do you owe? What's the balance on all your loans combined or your lines of credits or your credit cards? Here's the example. Let's say that you buy an iPad, and the iPad is what? Around $800.
Right.
And your credit limit is only $1,000. When this information is going to be reported to the credit bureau, your debt ratio will be 80% if you only have one credit card. Now, the same purchase for the same iPad at $800, and now you have a $10,000 credit limit, well, your debt ratio will be 8%, right? So we want to see if you are using your revolving credit. That's how it's called. I'm going to sound scientific now.
No, you've been sounding smart. You've been sounding smart. I ain't going to hold you.
We don't have a choice. But so how much can you potentially borrow versus how much you are currently borrowing from what you can potentially borrow?
Right.
Okay. And the last but not the least, the history. So it's very important for us as a bank to understand if for the last 10 years you've been a good payer versus if you don't have any credit bureau history at all. Because the problem is if we are giving you your first credit card and it's been 3 months only and you're already late, It's not a good look.
It's like you just got a new job. So Louis just got a new job and you late every day? And it's a new job? You even wait till you have a year in? Every day you late? No. We got to pay these credit cards on time and the minimum won't move the needle. You do have to go a little bit over the minimum. If you're hoping to knock it down so that you owe nothing, right?
Correct. Correct. And you know what? Most institutions, besides the minimum payment, they're also on your statement, they're going to tell you how long, if you keep making only the minimum payment, how long it'll take you before you bring down your credit card to zero.
Yeah.
And in most cases, we're talking about hundreds of years. I've seen it on statements, like 200 years, minimum payment only. So that's definitely not something that you want to do.
Yeah, you want to go you want to go above and beyond on that. You want to clear that up so you can, you know,
free
yourself up a little bit.
For sure, for sure. You have to. You have to. We're human, right? Now, I have a few tips. Important tips.
Montreal, my city, please listen. If you're driving right now, please pull over. It's probably construction anyway, so you're probably stuck on St. Catherine on some street at some point. If you're on the metro, get ready. Get your notepads ready. Louis Pierre, give it to us.
Good, good, good. So let's say that you're in a dispute with a merchant, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name any company here, but let's say that there's a transaction, there's a charge on your a phone bill that you don't like, and that charge is only $40. By all means, pay it, then call your credit card company and dispute it. Why am I saying this? Because a lot of people, and people from my surroundings I'm talking, they have this principle that if they don't owe that, they shouldn't pay for it. But the problem here is that the company, while you're disputing with them, they're going to report it to your credit bureau.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be much more difficult to come back and reinstate your credit score than it would be if you had paid the $40 in the first place.
And then disputed.
And then disputed it with your credit card
because
company or even with the merchant.
Yeah, because whatever the payment or whatever the case is, it's already recorded. Mm-hmm. So as far
Absolutely.
As they see, it's already in the system. They don't
Absolutely.
Know about the dispute. So pay it and
it's
then
true.
Dispute it. I see what you say. That's smart.
It's very, very important because I've seen people with low credit scores. And the only reason for this was for stupidities like this one. Okay, so pay your bills and then after that dispute them. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to do that for a $2,000 charge, right? Mm-hmm. But for the futile one, the trivial ones, please, by all means, pay them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is get more products. So what I mean by that is if you are able to have a phone bill under your name, put it under your name. Credit cards under your name. Lines of credit under your name. Don't be added as an additional card holder, let's say, on a credit card. Get your own credit.
And build,
build your own credit. Yeah. Because what did I say earlier? We're looking at your history. The more products you have, I'm not saying to have 20 products here, but all I'm saying is, please have a decent credit history. So that way, when the bank assesses if you are a good payer or not, they're going to see all these accounts and they're going to know that they're always paid on time. And then after that, it's just going to be easier to get that check mark besides the credit score portion. Okay.
Like
other
that.
Thing, for all my people who do not have a credit card here because their credit score isn't good enough. Okay, from the bank's point of view, right? It's not good enough from the bank's point of view. Go apply for a credit card with companies such as Capital One or Canadian Tire. Believe it or not, these two companies have products that are tailored specifically for you guys. They have a credit card that allows you to rebuild your credit.
Louis, give it to them one more time, Louis. What are the two institutions? One more time, Louis.
Capital One and Canadian Tire Options MasterCard, okay? You have to do it. You have to do it. And I've helped friends of mine, friends that went bankrupt. I'm not saying that you're going to be approved. That's not what I'm saying. But at least try. Because if you are approved, then after that, by all means, use the cards, but pay them on time. Because if you don't pay them, you're just going to worsen your situation.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's definitely not something that we want.
No.
Okay. So your question, I remember at the beginning of the interview, you asked me how to maintain a good credit score. And you also asked me how to improve the credit score.
Yeah.
So I think I tackled these two questions.
Yeah. So just the last one now. This last one.
There's one thing that I would like to talk about. And these are the common misconceptions about the credit bureau. Mm. So the first thing is, I hear it oftentimes, well, actually from older folks, though. They always say, you should keep a low credit limit. Why? Why? If I'm building my credit bureau, why should I do that? It doesn't make any sense. In the previous life, I did mortgage applications for clients, right? And in my life, I have never refused or rejected a client because they had lines of credits with other financial institutions and high credit card limits.
Yeah.
The problem is high balances, not high limits.
Oh,
if you have a high limit, right?
High limits not the problem, the balance. We don't want
the balances. The balances are the problem, not the limit itself. Yeah. If you have a $15,000 credit card, right? But there's only a $20 balance on it. You know what that proves to me as a bank? That proves me that you know how to use your credit. That proves me that you are not going through financial hardship, right? That proves me that you know how to handle the revolving credit that the bank is allowing to give you. And, you know, the other misconception is that the bank makes a lot of money with people that are in debt. Not at all. Can you imagine if I have this client that uses their credit card every month? They pay for stuff and they use it for $10,000 every month. That's a lot, I know, okay? But let's say that they use it for $10,000 and they pay it back at the end of the month. One, they're not a risk to the bank. And second, the bank makes a commission off of every purchase. Every time the card is swiped, every time the card is used online, every time that they use it for a phone purchase, right? Think about Uber Eats, Amazon, the groceries, everything.
They're killing
the
it.
Bank is going to eat off of this, okay? So please stop with the low credit limits. You shouldn't have a low credit limit. Then it brings me to my second point. Don't say no to credit limit increases. If the bank pre-approves you for a credit limit increase and you're at $1,000 and they say, by the way, you've been pre-approved for $5,000, please, by all means, again, say yes. Why? Because it's going to help with your ratio. That's the first reason.
Yeah,
and the second reason, you're building a relationship with your bank. And the third reason, since you did not initiate this increase, you did not ask for it, it doesn't have an impact on your credit score. It's not going to lower it. Okay. And the third and last thing, again, which goes with building a history on your credit bureau, you should have more than one credit card. I remember when we were allowed to travel 2 years ago.
Hey, it used to be a dream, Louis. I used to take planes and go to resorts and stay at villas. And I don't know. I've been confined to these four walls in my apartment. So here we are.
And so in another era, I remember I went to New York and I tried to use my credit card in the subway and it was rejected.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why, because I always paid my stuff on time. I thought that maybe my credit card had been compromised, but I used a fallback credit card because I had another credit card. This one worked. I called my bank. They told me, you know what? Nothing is wrong with your card. We're not even able to see the attempt at using your card in the subway. So that was probably just a network issue or something. But again, the other, you know, on top of having a fallback, an emergency credit card, it's going to help you with your credit bureau history. So if you have two accounts or two products rather than one that are being paid on time every month, well, then, again, you're going to demonstrate that you are a good payer.
Oh, listen.
All right.
Louis Pierre in the building.
I think it's a wrap. I think it's a wrap.
Yeah. Okay, Louis, before we let you go, let the people know how they can connect with you, because a lot of people are asking me, hey, listen, we have some more questions for Louis Pierre. How they can connect with you. And secondly, give them a little teaser. What would be the next topic we're going to cover in May? Is it mortgage? Like what would be the next logical step after credit score?
What would you like to talk about, I guess, is the question. We can talk about a lot of stuff. If you want people to vote, I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah.
We can vote. We can talk about building generational wealth. We can talk about investments.
I'll put up a vote on the story.
Okay, great, great. I love that. So it can be building generational wealth. It can be the differences between a tax-free savings account, so TFSA, versus an RRSP. These terms are terms that we hear quite often, but most people don't even know the differences, right? So it can be that. We can talk about mortgages.
Okay, well, listen, man.
And we're going to come up with something.
Listen, man, okay? you had me pumped, man. I'm like, yo, listen, what's all about good, the credit score? You should know your credit score.
Now you're pumped for the day, okay? And people can find me. You can reach out on my 800 number. So that's 1-855-376-9074. And by the way, this redirects to my cell phone. So you can call me at any time. I answer my phone calls. If not, you leave me a voicemail and I will call you back.
Woo! Right? Louis Pierre, financial advisor, friend to the show, The Morning Detour. Listen, brother, I appreciate you. This has been great.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you for allowing me to have a platform and share and spread this information, spread this knowledge, right?
Listen, anytime, man. The common goal is to bring generational wealth to our Black community. And if you're outside Black community, for you as well. We want everybody to make money.
Sure.
Not just the government with SQDC. But I see they heard that. But Louis Pierre, till next month, I appreciate you. Thank you, King.
Stay safe.
Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Dripped outside and it be long. Cold out, but I got the heat on. I'm outside, let it be known. She catch up and need three phones. Call back home, tell her we on. Dogs gon' ride, let it be known. It changed the part of me. I can't move how I used to move. I can't do what I used to do. I realize I got too much to lose. That's true, yeah, yeah. I had to evolve, couldn't stay the same. You lose what I lost, you feel the pain. They say it's my fault, don't know who to blame. Yeah. I had to charge that to the game. And I should've saw that before it came. These niggas do anything for the change.
Dripped outside in the V-Long. Cold out, but I got the heat on. Ops outside, let it be known. She got Japanese 3-4. Call back home, tell her we on. My dogs gon' ride, let it be known. Keep better, really won't creep on, man. Drive, you really wanna see some. Truth be told, when see phone. It's crazy how really gotta keep it on me. I was out late with the peace on. Posted up chillin' with my people. Shit blew up like C4. I wish you'd go back like before. It changed a part of me. I can't move how I used to move. I can't do what I used to do. I realize I got too much to lose. That's true, that's true. Yeah, yeah. We'll know who involved, windows all tinted. You gotta move cautious when you win. And keep all that bullshit out the bin. Yeah. Know that I'm authentic, ain't no gimmicks. Ain't with the flaws, ever no image. I showin' the sauce, now they tryna mimic. Dripped outside in the V-Long. Cold out, but I got the heat on. Ops outside, let it be known. She got Japanese 3-4. Call back home, tell them we on. Dogs gon' ride, let it be known. Keep out, I really wanna creep on. Drive, you really wanna see some. Truth be told, when it's phone. It's crazy how everything gotta keep it on me. I was out late with the peace on. Posted up chillin' with my people. Shit blew up like C4. I wish you'd go back like before.
Baby girl, she born in New York, I love her fashion. Girl, I own my own car, crib, and several assets. Why you always bring up old shit, talking past this? Girl, you know you got your bad ways with all your antics. But right now it's getting mad late, my eyes are slanted. I know sometimes you can't stand me, we'll understand this. And right now you looking bad, babe, like I just planned it. Baby, I'm on one, I'm on one. Baby, I'm on one, a strong.
Show in the city, the morning detour. DJ Moon, one on the ones and twos. I'm gonna smooth it out on the back end right here.
Cigarette stain on your velvet dress. Red wine spilled on my ice white shirt. Ooh. 2-inch rip in your favorite skirt. Baby, I try to fix it all, try to make it work. Cussed you out when we were driving home. I'm playing victim to this alcohol. And you're sensitive, I know, I know. But when we're drunk, we're always in love, oh. Out of control, yeah. Cigarettes and alcohol, they're gonna get the best of us both. But no matter what you do, I'll still love you. Red label and some white marble, yeah. Some things we just can't let go. But no matter what you say, I'll still love you, you baby. Scent on the waist of my jeans. Baby, you're drunk, just remember it, please. Put some mark on your neck, I see. I thought you said you'd never do that to me. So why don't I believe you? And why don't you believe me too, baby? Love is blind and it's crazy. Ooh, you cussed me out when we were driving home. Product of the alcohol. And you don't care, I know, I know. But when we're drunk, we're always in love, oh, oh. Cigarettes and alcohol, they're gonna get the best of us both. But no matter what you do,
I'll still love you, yeah. Red label and some white, my bra. Some things we just can't let go. But no matter what I say, yeah, I'll still love you.
It's odorless, it's paraben free, it's vegan friendly. Bcondoms.com.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Come on, it's been too long since I played some Tory. Ah, Lady of Neptune. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. DJ Moon One.
Not my patience. You give it to me, love. You know I'm starting to feel it. No, it's not me, baby. When I think you, I don't need to shoot it. Don't ever leave me, baby. Sit back, relax, and push the button to start it. Don't you leave me, baby. Ain't nobody else is sitting in the floor, no, it's not me, baby. Watching you love me so good makes me flow my heart. I will give it to you. Give it to me, love. Love me under a million stars. Love me good tonight. We can only do who we are. I wanna stay in the floating. No, cause I need you, baby. When I fuck you, I don't waste a shorty. Don't ever leave me, baby. Sit back, relax, and push the button to start it. Don't you leave me, baby. Ain't nobody else is in there floating. No, cause I need you, baby.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's spoken word coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's collective management committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, I want to thank y'all for tuning in for the last 2 hours. It's been amazing. Let's be safe this weekend. And just like that, we gone.
I know that it's different. Thinking about your kisses. Different. Thinking about your kisses. How we get lost in your eyes so easily, babe? Sometimes surprise, no lie that you're into me, babe. Feels like a dream and I mean it in every way. They said I've felt this before. With you is so much more. Different. Thinking about your kisses. Different. Thinking about your kisses.
cause it's 7 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. You got me looking at my watch at a minute. Yeah, yeah, baby. Because I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you.
Show our love for our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and give generously to legitimate efforts to help. Vincentians Ulette McNichol and Donnet Jackson have come together to organize relief barrels for those affected by the volcanic eruptions. We're appealing to the community for donations of non-perishable food items to be sent off by the end of April. If you are moved to help, please call 438-830-2092 or 514-318-8763.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's Spoken Word Coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's Collective Management Committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd. Concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo this May. Details and tickets for the 37th FEMAV at www.femav.qc.ca. That's www.fimav.qc.ca. www.qc.ca.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.